So I'm going to tell you how I got saved. Because salvation is a real thing. There's nothing that will change your life more than God's salvation. I was raised for 20 years, right in this church right here. Okay, like you're a kid, right? Like you're just like you guys. I was sitting in the front row. You know what I'm saying? Just like you are. Okay, I was hearing this message at your age and your age. And, you know, I'd sit there and I'd say, like, you know, a Christian. And, you know, I like to hear how people got saved. And I enjoyed it. And all of a sudden, they would kind of go up to the point where they received Christ as their Savior. And I go, like, I don't know how that all works. But anyhow, I'm sitting there. For 20 years, I'm not saved. For 20 years, I'm hearing the gospel. For 5 years, I didn't even show up at this place. I didn't even come here once. And do you think in my mind of heart, in my heart, I sometimes wish that I wasn't on the broad road? Sometimes I really actually wish that I had never heard this message. Because when you hear this message, you're now responsible. It's like I'm on the broad road. I'm going to end up lost if I don't get saved. And I would sit there and I would hear preachers far better than me preaching the gospel. With far more interest, I would hear these men preach. And not only that, I could sense as they spoke the reality of the truth of the message of the gospel. And I would sit there and listen, and I became convinced that, yeah, that's the way it is. But you know what? Christianity and this kind of life, it'd be such a crimp on your lifestyle. Like, I could never live this life. You're totally right. And I was totally right. You could never live this life without going through the door. Because when you go through the door, you get God's spirit in you to live this life. So I'm sitting there, and all through my life, I'm going like this here. And I'm, you know, what happened is I went out in the world, and I did every stupid thing you can imagine. But I'm ashamed that I say that, but that's the truth, okay? Every sin that you can imagine, I've done it all. And you know what happened? The more sin I committed, the more unhappy I became. There's people here tonight that are not happy. You know what your core problem is? Your sin. It weighs you down. Your iniquities are like a burden. Like, remember the picture of the guy with the huge weight? And I'm there with all my burden. And you know, one night, this is almost 41 years ago. I was out on Blackwood Road, this road right here. Okay, I was on Blackwood Road right here. I was in a pickup truck. I had just come home from a Muhammad Ali fight back in the day when he was the big fight in London Square Gardens, watching this guy beat each of his brains out. And it was like 2 a.m. And like, you know, I'm a little bit lit too. And I'm driving down Blackwood Road right here where the dump is, just on the other side of Confed here. And, you know, I don't know what happened. Maybe I fall asleep or something like that. But next thing you know, I was in a truck that was rolling down the road, just like up and down and smash. And I ended up in the ditch, the big ditch next to that solar farm there. And man, I crawled out of the water and the mud and the grossness. And I'm on the road. And it's a Halloween night. And I'm walking down like Blackwell Road here, like at 2 a.m. And I'm going, you know something? This is a thought that went through in my mind. That pillar of death, I could be there. I could be in hell right now. You know, that'll sober you right up. If you've got a single glimpse of the reality that you're going to be lost forever, it's not a 5-hour diversion eternity. It's forever. So I'm walking down the road, and I ended up walking to a friend's place. He says, hey, man, you're a little bit lit. Don't call the cops till the morning. Yeah, okay. Call the cops. Hey, man, you know, yeah. So the guy kind of talked to me for the police stuff. Okay, see you down the road. See you later. That was it. Truck destroyed. So then after that, along came a person and said, you should come to a gospel meeting. And I started coming again to gospel meetings, just like you're coming to right now. And not only did I come to gospel meetings, there was a guy named Steve Kember and Ivan Poirier. And they said, look, we're having meetings in a garage over there on East Street. Okay. And next thing you know, I'm going to this garage church with a furniture garage sitting there. And like, I know the gospel far better than you. Okay. And far better than most people here. And I'm not saved. And Steve Kember and Ivan Poirier are preaching at me. And it's all the same. Okay. It's all the same. But like, I kind of want to be saved. Okay. Do you want to be saved tonight? Can I tell you this? That God wants to save you more than you want to be saved. God wants you off that road more than you want to be off that road. He has done everything he can to save you. And there I am. I came home one night, a Sunday night, on January the 5th, 1981. And I was sitting in my chair, and I was thinking about being saved. And my parents had all gone to bed. And I'm sitting in my chair just over here. And all of a sudden, I was reading in Proverbs chapter 1, because I have called and you've refused. Let me tell you tonight, you're hearing the call of God. Never forget that this is the call of God in your life. And I'm listening to the call. Because I have called and you've refused. Some tonight, you've refused. You've said, no, I don't need this. Because I have called and you refused. I've stretched out my hand and you haven't regarded. And the Bible says that God is going to laugh at your calamity. He's going to laugh in a day that you reject Christ. And as I thought that, you don't hit me. It wasn't all the sin that I had committed in my life that was the problem. It was the greatest sin of it all. And I fear that there's people in the meeting tonight are doing exactly the same sin. It's a sin of rejecting this message. Let that grip your soul. The greatest sin that you could ever commit with there's no forgiveness for is the sin of saying, whatever. The sin of rejecting this message. And as I sat there, the conviction of that sin was so tremendous that if you ever got down on your knees and asked God to save you, I tell you, man, I was on my knees at the side of the couch and I was saying, oh God, I've sinned so much against you. I am so full of wickedness. I deserve your punishment. I've rejected your son. I've rejected this message. And this colossal weight of guilt came down upon my soul for doing the sin. And then I was sitting there. I went to see my dad. My dad says, listen, do you want to be saved? Anybody want to be saved here tonight? I said, yeah, I do. He said, look, it, a seeking sinner and a seeking savior, God is going to bring you together. So if you have a desire in your heart to be saved by the Holy Spirit of God, that's God at work in your life. I said, yeah, I want to be saved. I sat down on the chair again. Okay, I'm sitting there. I'm looking at the Bible. And then all of a sudden the words, I don't know if I was actually reading, but all of a sudden the words came to me. But, isn't that a beautiful word? But he was wounded for our transgressions. And all of a sudden, and this is what happens when a person gets saved. His mind totally forgets about himself. He doesn't even look at himself. But he was wounded for my transgressions. Let that grip your soul. That when Christ was on that cross, he was dying for me as if it was for me alone. And you know what? He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement, my peace, fell on him. So the blow that my sins deserved, my rejection of Christ, my rejection of this message, all my sin fell on him. And with his stripes, that wasn't the lash in the back. When our Savior was on the cross, you know what happened there? God took every sin that I had, and I had thousands of them, and so do you. And he took those sins, and you know what he did? He punished his son as if he was John Prince. And on that cross, the Lord Jesus took my place. He paid the penalty of my sin. And you know, in a moment of time, I went through that door. I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I had the forgiveness of sins. That's the desire of God tonight. That's the desire of most people in the meeting tonight, that you receive the forgiveness of sins. And we'll just pray now that the Lord will work in your heart and life to make you desire to be saved. If anyone wants to speak about this, there's tons of people here who can talk to you about getting God's salvation.